The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Sometimes paradoxically, when we're trying to track things in trying to maintain a continuity, so your question more about just generally maintaining continuity, sometimes if we're using kind of like a trying to stay with the experience as opposed to letting the experience come to us, sometimes paradoxically it makes it a little harder in a way. It's like it wears the mind out a little bit. So that's why I was suggesting the notion of the receiving. It doesn't have to be pure open awareness. In the guided meditation, I was saying, if you're with the breath, it could be that you kind of narrow it down so that there's a little more sense that, okay, I know I'm present here. I know I'm with the breath. But then rather than trying to be right on top of every little moment, letting the breath come to you. And so it creates more of a relaxation in a way. It creates more of a relaxation of receiving the experience. In receiving the experience, it creates a little bit more of a relaxation. And sometimes that can support the continuity. But I'm going to say a few more things about continuity because, continuity is really where the power of the mindfulness comes from. As the mindfulness gets more continuous, that's when the mind can really start to see into what's going on in our experience. It starts to be able to see the conditioned nature of our experience. It can see things happening very quickly, even at times. But initially, in the receptive practice, it can feel a little bit like, where's the detail? Where's the detail? How do I know that I'm really seeing one thing after another? And it's more in the receptive awareness, it's more of a kind of a trust that the momentum builds very naturally through just receiving the experience as we can. And, the mind does wander. It absolutely does wander. But in the receptive awareness, as we just receive the experience moment after moment, it's like the continuity begins then to reveal more depth of the experience. And so with the receptive awareness, it's kind of more of a patience with the continuity developing more gradually or more naturally in a way. So, with certain techniques like the Mahasi technique, which uses a noting, you're really actively aiming the mind every moment, lifting, moving, placing, picking up, raising it, putting a fork in the mouth, you're noting every single thing. And it's very active in the mind, and that can take the mind into continuity in a way to do that. So that is one tool that can support continuity, is to use a kind of a noting practice. In my own experience, I found that can be useful at times, but I've also seen people get a little vigorous with that and it gets hooked into our striving habit. Our sense of I'm doing the meditation, I'm going to figure this out, I'm going to make this happen. And so I think that the noting practice can hook into that and create a little bit more of a striving kind of practice. And so there is a way to do the noting practice and receive the experience. It's more like you're noting what's being received, rather than aiming your mind and then noting it. So there's, I think that the what I've seen at least is really cultivating the receptive side can help with many, many forms of meditation practice and can support the continuity. One of the things with the receptive practice and continuity is that it's it's a little, it's like we need to start recognizing what it feels like to be mindful. And that's where, you know, that's where the kind of confusion that happens around not being sure about whether you're mindful or not in the open awareness practice, that's partly because we're not so attuned to what it means to be aware, what the experience of being aware is. And so that's actually when I started kind of just being curious about what is it like to be aware. So, and a great time to notice that is, you know, your mind has wandered, mindfulness returns. In that moment, there's a kind of, that's a great moment to begin to get really familiar with that experience. What is it like to be aware in this moment? It's like awareness has arisen with some experience. Maybe it's with the thinking, or maybe it's with the sound that's kind of brought us back, or a body sensation. We don't have to immediately jump back to whatever we were paying attention to before. If we were directing the attention at the breath, for instance, we don't have to immediately jump back to that, but take a moment to really take in, this is what it's like to be aware again. That will really begin to support the mind to understand what it feels like to be aware. And then, so, I mean, often what happens, especially at the beginning of meditation, you know, we're aware for a little while and then we're gone. And then we're back. And we don't really know where the mind left. I'll ask you that question in a moment, but you know, so often, especially early on, it's like we're either present or we're not, and then, or we're coming back, you know, so it's, there's not a sense of what it feels like for the mindfulness to weaken, or for the mind to start losing touch with awareness. That's another, experience that begins as we begin to get familiar with what it feels like to be aware. So aware of some experience, aware experience. As we begin to get familiar with that experience, we then can kind of start to get a sense of what it feels like for there to be a weakening of that, you know, for there to be a sense of the awareness kind of moving off or shifting to something else. And that, when we start to get familiar with that experience of maybe the awareness weakening a little bit or shifting a little bit, then we can do one of two things at that moment. If we have a sense of, oh, mindfulness is kind of losing touch with the experience, we can bring it back to the experience, which is, you know, one way. If we're doing directed attention, that might be what we're doing. So at one point I was doing this practicing with the breath. I was noticing that I could feel the attention to the breath start weakening. So I was attuned to what it was like for myself to be really clearly mindful of the breath. And I could feel there be just this little, like, you know, oh, the mind start, like, it's kind of with the breath, it's kind of sort of with the breath, but it's kind of also like starting to shift into spacing out or thinking about something or going to another experience. So I could feel this like weakening of the attention there. And initially I I feel that. Let me just reconnect with the breath. So that was what I did for a little while with that. And then at some point I got interested in, I'm aware that the attention is leaving the breath. Why do I have to stay with the breath? Why don't I just see where the awareness is going? And that actually, it was almost like the awareness was shifting to some completely new experience. It kind of shifted into a very open, vast kind of space. It was a completely new meditation experience that I'd not experienced before. And it almost startled me. It was kind of like it took me out of the experience. But it's like, what was that? But that was, you know, so that's another way that I learned that I could explore when I am aware of what it feels like to be mindful and aware of what it's like to kind of lose touch with an object, then I could either come back to the object, which would cultivate the continuity with that object, or I could cultivate the continuity by kind of being curious about not, you know, knowing what the attention, what the awareness is moving towards, but just kind of being curious, where is it going? What is it doing? So those are, I'm not sure that's quite answering in a sense. And it's like, how do we improve continuity by continuing to try? You know, it really is just the continual practice. And, you know, exploring some different things, because different minds have different proclivities, I'd say. Some minds really are very more comfortable hanging out with one experience. It's kind of like they go, oh yeah, thank goodness I don't have to know everything. Other minds like feel like they're in this tight box in being with one experience. Like being just with the breath would feel like so constricting that the open awareness feels much more easeful, and it's kind of more easy to kind of cultivate the continuity. Some minds are kind of more in the middle, you know, it's like a little of the directed and a little of the receptive, maybe that exploration of aiming at the breath, but then trying to receive might be interesting to explore. Or you could also try using some of the tools of noting, like if you're staying with the breath, you know, with the breath, you receive an in-breath, just after you're receiving it or as you're receiving it, just say in. As the breath goes out and you're receiving it, you can say out, because that sometimes the mind needs a little kind of extra help there. So those are a few thoughts. I'm going to stop the recording for a second. One other piece that I just occurred to me is there's another piece that can be really useful for supporting continuity. And that is getting familiar with the shift of attention. You know, when we're sitting in meditation, so that's kind of like the attention kind of losing touch, but there's also, sometimes it happens quickly. So, you know, we're sitting in meditation and we're paying attention to the breath. And then the attention, you know, there's the dog starts barking and our attention is with the hearing. Sometimes we have this idea, oh, I'm paying attention to the breath. And we kind of sort of know that we're caught or thinking about the dog, but we're kind of thinking we're trying to stay with the breath. So if you can be kind of curious about when the attention shifts to something else and not have a preference for staying with whatever it was before, but kind of curious, oh, the attention shifted. Can I be with that? Can I know, you know, the attention shifted to the dog barking. So can I know hearing? Or the attention shifted to a thought. Can I know that thinking is happening? Or the attention shifted to a body sensation or an emotion. So there's a kind of a feeling of the attention shifting that's also really useful. And there's a fun way to play with this to start to get familiar with it. And that in doing walking meditation. So if you're out doing walking meditation, you know, I'd encourage at times to let yourself take in the field of seeing. And there's one tool or one teaching or one practice that I often suggest for walking meditation is that you do kind of more an open awareness with the walking, but then you do a particular kind of exploration, and that is let yourself take in seeing, because seeing's happening a lot in walking meditation. So let yourself know that you're seeing, and then be curious about while seeing is happening, noticing sometimes there's a sense of seeing and noticing the difference between seeing and looking at something. So, you know, you're in this walking and just taking in, like maybe it just feels like you're just kind of knowing the general sense of the field of seeing. And then there's movement and suddenly you are looking at that bird that's flying across your path. It's very natural. It's like, it's just the nature of the mind to shift from seeing to looking when there's movement or when there's color or perhaps you hear a sound and you orient and look there. So kind of curiosity about that process. You can explore that with seeing, you can explore with hearing too. Kind of, you may be like taking in the ambient sound, and then a crow calls and you're listening to that. So noticing the difference between hearing, just taking in the ambient sound, and when your mind orients to a particular thing in the field of hearing. So both of those are looking at that factor of attention and the shift of attention. So in the seeing, you know, you're just kind of walking and then suddenly there's the shift of attention. So that's kind of getting familiar with that experience of the attention shifting. In the hearing also, and you might notice that you hear something and then the mind orients to seeing. So the field of seeing and hearing is really, especially when you're walking, is a really great place to play with getting familiar with the shift of attention. And then you can start to be curious about that experience in the sitting meditation as well. Because I would say that probably the number one cause of the mind losing awareness is that the attention shifted to something and we didn't notice that it shifted. You know, it shifted, the attention shifted, and then we started thinking about it, but we never noticed that the attention had shifted. So if we can be aware of that quality of, oh, the mind is shifting, and it's like that, you know, we're attending to some experience and we kind of feel the attention, you know, leave this experience and go to another. It's similar to that, but you can, you know, kind of also notice that it's kind of jumping from object to object. It's, you know, and it can sometimes have a jumpy quality or a smooth flowing quality of the shift of attention. So a kind of a curiosity about that can be really helpful to support continuity. Yeah. So the question of, does it make sense to start with focusing on the breath before moving to open awareness, and whether or not it makes sense to do one thing, to stay with the breath for a sitting or let it go as it does back and forth. I think this is really person specific. There's no one right way. I think a lot of it depends on the mind, somebody's, you know, what supports you in this moment to be aware and be present? What supports you? And so if it supports you to be stabilizing the mindfulness, to stay with the breath, that's fine. There is one thing that I will say though, and it's also fine, actually, it is fine to stay with the breath for a little while, and then you might notice that the attention gets drawn somewhere. You notice the shift of attention, and then you're with that thing for a little while, and then you might notice the shift of attention to something else. So it can be that the attention kind of naturally shifts into open awareness for a little while, and then after a little while of that, it decides or kind of naturally shifts back to a more focused attention. I see that happens a lot for me when I do open awareness. There's times that the attention just kind of finds its way to the breath. And it's like, I didn't decide that. It's just that's what's happening. So the receptive awareness or the open awareness doesn't necessarily mean you're always wide open. What it means is that you're kind of honoring where the attention wants to gravitate to. And sometimes that may be very focused and sometimes it may be more open. Now, there's another piece of the question that I wanted to point to. Oh, I remember. You said that, you know, it feels like your mind is just kind of busy doing this thing and then jumping to there and doing this and that, and that it feels a little bit chaotic potentially in the open awareness. You know, sometimes that's just a transitional kind of experience, and that it feels like, because we're familiar with the experience of a kind of a stability of object with the attending to one experience, It's kind of like that the concentration there has a particular quality. It feels a particular way to be with the breath and stay with it. And it's like we get familiar with that. And then when we're in an open awareness and the objects are changing, it feels very different. And so it's hard to have a sense of the stability there, the stability of the awareness. There can be a stability of the awareness there, even as the objects are changing. And so there's a learning process about what that experience is like, you know, and this is where attending to or attuning to, there's mindfulness here. There is awareness here that we begin to get a sense of that stability of the awareness, even as the objects are changing. So it's a different quality or different kind of experience. It's not better and it's not worse. It's just different. And yet it's really valuable to learn how to do both, because sometimes our minds are doing one and sometimes they're doing the other. So that it's it, if we can't be aware when the mind is doing a lot of different things, we're never going to be able to be aware in our daily lives, because our daily lives, our minds are doing a lot of things. So it's a skill to develop, and it does feel a little bit strange. And so sometimes with the open awareness, you have to let it feel odd for a little while, let it feel a little uncomfortable for a little while, so that you can learn what the stability of the awareness is.